Welcome to our exam preparation course designed specifically for community association managers in Florida. This is the Florida Community Association Manager Required Pre-Licensure course brought to you by Gray Systems. We're kicking things off with Section 1, where we'll dive into the concept of community associations. Let's get started! Let's dive into what a community association is and how it operates. Essentially, a community association is formed when owning a property, like a condominium, cooperative, or a home in a homeowners association, which requires mandatory membership. This means that when you buy a unit or a parcel, you're also agreeing to pay fees that can become a lien on your property. This applies to various types of residential units, including townhouses, villas, and any other residential shares or parcels within a development. The main goal of a community association is to take care of the common property. This includes the ability to levy assessments, which are fees collected to cover maintenance and operational costs. The association can also enter into contracts to ensure that the common areas are well maintained. Now, let's talk about the different types of community associations you might encounter. These include condominiums, cooperatives, and homeowners associations. Each has its own unique structure and rules. Living in a community association comes with its perks. For one, maintenance and expenses are shared among all members, which can lead to stability and security. Plus, having a centralized responsibility can make things more efficient. However, it's worth noting that living in such a community might mean giving up a bit of individual freedom.